Pagano influence the defense and impact the defense? Is it, are you guys doing different things that he brought aboard? What way do you think he's kind of put things around?
Yeah, I think he's definitely, you know, added, I guess, more detail, you know, to our defense, you know, especially in the secondary, especially within the last week or so. He's definitely cleared a lot of things up for us. I think he's very knowledgeable, you know, at the DB position, whether it be corner or safety, you know, how to work together, how to play things. And so, yeah, I think he's definitely did a great job of just, you know, just clearing things up, especially, you know, for younger guys.
When you say clearing things up, was there gray areas in the defense that guys weren't sure about? Or?
I mean, nowadays with offense, there's a lot they can give you, you know. It's one thing if somebody just comes up and lines up in a bunch formation and, okay, boom, they line up. You know you got this, and that. But when people start shifting and moving around and different things like that, you know, there's different calls and different – you got to understand what everybody else is doing and what's going on and able to work together.
You're breaking it down more. You
think? Right. So, like I said, especially for younger guys, including myself, just, you know, really make it so we can go out there and play fast. And I think he's done a great job of doing that.
Obviously, these preseason games don't count, but I imagine as a defense, are you guys looking to get out there in the first series after the way the first two went and shut somebody down?
Oh, yeah, man. I think definitely we want to clear things. I mean, just, you know, make it – just go out there and definitely do better than last week, I should say. I think last week it was a lot of little things that, you know, guys weren't being detailed on and you know, it ended up costing us. And so we just want to go out there before the season starts, you know. Luckily, it is preseason, and that's what you play these preseason games for. But we want to go out there in this next game and just, you know, eliminate all the mental errors. It's one thing if a guy just beats you off, you know, a good route or doing things like that. But when you have little mistakes, your eyes not in the right place or stuff like that, and you're really beating yourself, you want to eliminate those. So you just go out there and play fast.
You probably just touched upon it, but what did you make so far of the preseason?
Got to get better. I mean, it definitely got to get better, man. We can't, you know, allow guys to come in to open the drive and go right down the field and score. I don't think that's not what we're about at all. And like you said, so it's preseason. And we know that. We know we got to improve. And so we can go into the regular season, you know, where we want to be, you know. And so that's what we're looking forward to doing this Saturday.
Ideally, you guys would be a fine-tuned machine and you just coast on through the regular season and feel ready, but there's positives to having this film in the preseason, having these conversations, and having these types of practices right now when the games don't count?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, that's the beneficial of having the preseason. And I think, you know, just compared to last year, you look at, like, our first two games, you know, when it's live and ready, when it really does count. And we started off our first two games on the wrong foot, and we kind of, you know, started making adjustments from then and getting better and this and that. But all people could think about, you know, really was those first two games, and those are in the stat books, and those mess up your numbers, your rankings, and all that, this, this, and that. So, you know, we're just having, you know, some complications early in preseason. You know, hopefully we can get adjusted now, get them fixed, you know, go into the season on the right page and starting off on the right foot.
Carl Joseph, he wasn't on the field for those first couple games last season. Obviously he's taken some leaps since then. He's healthy and just getting that second year, you know, that first offseason. What have you seen from him, having played beside him year one and seeing here year two, how he's looked in practice?
You know, he's always been a physical demon. You know, he's going to come up and hit you and this and that. But I think the biggest improvement that I've seen from Carl, you know, he's a lot faster, you know, with calls. And, you know, and like I said, just seeing stuff faster, knowing how to, you know, getting down in his run gaps real quick and not, you know, laying back and being late and clearing it up for the corner where it's a crack replace or anything like that. So I think, you know, I'm watching him grow, you know, as I'm playing with him, us being at just my second year with him, just watching him grow and watching him improve, man. He's learning. It's not just mental. Not just physical, but it's more mental. And I think that's the biggest step I'm seeing him take so far in his second year.
How many times in the last couple of years have you in practice had Crabtree one-on-one and think, you know, way is he getting this? I got him covered. And somehow he winds up with the ball in his hands.
Yeah, Crabtree does that's what he does, man. He does a great job of, you know, making tough catches. You know, you can be all on him one play and he's thinking, oh, yeah, I got this. Plus, you know, you got DC throwing the ball, so he's putting in in perfect spots and everything. But I think that's what separates Crabtree, you know, from a lot of receivers. He makes some tough catches. I know I can count times I had my hand on the ball, you know, trying to rip it out, and he has a real strong grip and able to, you know, come through with the catch. I mean, so that's what makes Crabtree Crabtree.
Did you have to guard him when you were at Washington?
You know, the game that we played San Francisco, I didn't play that game.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't.
For my first time. Gary on been like in the meeting room just in terms of getting himself ready on there, not being able to be out the field.
He's been real in tune. He's been real in tune to everything, always taking notes, you know, asking questions, you know, paying attention outside on the practice field. And that's the main thing, I think, that I've told him, and, you know, a couple of older guys have told him, just stay in tune, man. Just, control what you can control. I mean, physically, you're hurt right now, but mentally, you got to be, you know, locked in, getting the mental reps and, you know, prepared and just asking questions. And he's doing all the right things, man. So I think as far as what he can do right now, he's doing a great job.
He's pretty anxious to be able to get out in the field until he's new there.
I can only imagine. I mean, just being an athlete, man, I think it's hard to go out there and watch other people do what you want to be doing. So, yeah.
Based on what you saw from Gary on in the spring, what do you think the secondary is going to have once he does return?
A solid bump and run corner. I haven't really seen him like in game as far as like tackling and stuff, but I know he has his size. He's long, you know, gets his hands on receivers, and he got his great ball skills. So I think he's going to be a great addition.
How has Sean handled the distractions, not only on the field where he gets bumped out as a first team, but also with what's going on in his personal life right now, too?
You know, Sean's a professional, man. Sean's been doing it, I think it's, 9 years now? And so I think he definitely knows how to, you know, handle those things and not let, you know, the off the field issues or whatever come onto the field. And I think he's done a great job. Ain't nobody really been talking about it that much or bringing it up. You know, it's kind of when we come in here, we try to focus on football, and I think he's done a great job at that and just controlling what he can control for sure.